The Interior Department's review will include all designations larger than 100,000 acres made since 1996, including the 1.4 million acre Bears Ears Monument and the 1.9 million acre Grand Staircase Escalante. State leaders blame the monuments for harming local economies by reducing grazing access, mineral and gas development, and recreational use. San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman says the citizens of his county were anticipating Trump's order.
We are certainly looking forward to it. This other group, they seem to think that whatever they want, they should get. But to come in and take non-consensually what is being discussed and offered in a relationship of trust, to me, that's the entire problem. You can't reward that type of behavior. It needs to be rescinded just for that purpose alone, just to say that's not the way we treat people. And that's what they've done to the people here in Blanding and San Juan County.
Tim Peterson, Utah Wildlands Program Director with the Grand Canyon Trust, argues that the federal government did collaborate with Utah, and the monuments have not had such a dramatic effect.
There were documents released recently by the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, which detail a history of a lengthy correspondence. In terms of negative impacts, they often talk about grazing being impacted. However, both proclamations for Grand Staircase and for Bears Ears mandate that grazing continue. And there really isn't a great potential for mineral development in Bears Ears.
Natasha Hale, the Native American Program Director for the Trust, says tribal leaders were recently ignored by the Interior Department and are disappointed with the designation.
When Secretary Zinke came into office, he said sovereignty should mean something. And the tribes took this as a good sign. Yet he has not answered any of their letters or any of their requests to meet. So this feels like a blow right now to the tribes. They're not happy about it, but they're going to continue to push for the monument to stay intact.
Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke is expected to deliver the recommendation within 45 days. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.